What's up, patrons, and welcome to a Clone Wars audio commentary. We're not going to waste any time here, we're just going to jump right in. So to sync up with Netflix or however you're watching, I'm going to count down and say 3, 2, 1, pause. When I do that, just pause this recording. Hit play again right when the yellow title disappears from the screen and you should be all synced up. So here we go, 3, 2, 1, pause. The strong survive, the noble overcome. I like this episode. I remember this one very well. It reminds me of... Did you ever see the movie Cube?
No.
It's...
Should I have?
No. It's like a horror movie where a bunch of criminals are like locked into... I don't think they're all criminals, but a bunch of people are locked into... this literal cube, and there's a bunch of different rooms, and each room has a trap in it. And...
Ooh, that's like Saw.
Yeah, kind of. It was like Saw before Saw came out, I think. But this is very similar.
Is this the last of this arc, or...
Second to last.
Second to last.
I was just looking at... So we're nearing the end of season four, and like, we have hit the point, I think, where just... This show is just nonstop good.
Are they on Sprint now?
Uh-huh.
Yay. My five-pointer. That guy needs to learn how to walk.
He just walks differently than you and I.
I feel like Cad Bane should have, like, little circles on his cheeks.
Have what on his cheeks?
Like, where those things plug in.
Oh, yeah, those. Huh, yeah, that's interesting.
That always bugged me, like, when he doesn't have those on. His face just looks normal.
That's why he needs the hat.
Just like Indy. Nothing without the hat.
It's like in Mario 64, if you lose Mario's hat, he takes twice as much damage. I think that happens with Indiana Jones too. Also, I almost killed him because you wouldn't just tell me.
Nearly identical, but, you know, I guess there's some sentimental value there.
I don't even think it's his hat. I think he just likes it more. Maybe it is.
Whoa. Mushroom Man.
Yeah. He is Mandalorian, kinda.
Concord Dorn.
Concord Dawn is, yeah, that's where Jango Fett's from. Sel-Kath from KOTOR. Why do you call it that?
It reminds me of that game, Cube.
Yeah. Wonder if anyone's just like, no, I don't want to go in the box.
I'm good down here, thanks.
I signed up for a sphere.
Very claustrophobic, especially in boxes.
I like how this is very similar to what we see in Star Wars Rebels.
Mm.
How they train like young stormtroopers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought I was gonna say no one talks about the box. Oh, I was about to say that.
All right.
All right. Oh, that's no good.
Imbo's ruthless.
Hmm?
Imbo's ruthless. So, I mean,
he
obviously.
Still holds the nose.
Obviously, Obi-Wan is still Obi-Wan. He's the noble one. So, in the moral at the start, the noble overcome, and I forget what they called everyone else, but like the strong survive or the sinister survive or something.
The strong survive, the noble
overcome. But yeah, he's the one like helping everybody, and everyone else is like, I'm just gonna kick you into the gas.
Now we're in a darker cube. Yeah, he's a little bit overkill.
Yeah. He's the same species as Constable Zuvio.
What are those?
Little pokey lasers.
They look like lightsabers. Can you get me? Oh. I felt like maybe the Ithorian was gonna eat it first.
I kind of thought he made it. I obviously don't remember who makes it. I know obviously Cad Bane, Imbo does, and Obi-Wan, but there's, I think the Mushroom Man makes it. I don't know why I'm spoiling this.
Who does Dooku's voice in the show?
I don't remember. It's like, I remember Christopher Lee from the Clone Wars movie, but yeah. I can't remember who does it in the show. Why is Obi-Wan the only one trying to solve anything? Everyone else is like, guess I'll get stabbed.
Because they're not as smart.
Guess I'll die. Corey Burton does Dooku.
Like he does some other voices too.
Sounds familiar. Zero the Hutt?
Yeah.
Most people in these series do a ton of voices. Why are you mad? Of all, like, you're supposed to whittle them down. You got two of them.
I don't think he likes him. There's still a lot left. I'm surprised. Too bad one of them's not a doctor that might know which one it's not.
Yeah.
Toxic to. But it's the Rodian.
It's like I can withstand electric stuff or something.
Oh. Well. I bet it's that guy. Maybe because he looks kind of like a squid.
I mean,
or like a.
I don't know why Cad Bane would be angry about him doing that anyway.
Yeah.
Someone's volunteering to take the maybe toxic serum.
Or like jellyfish, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. What is taking you so long? I guess it is far.
Wouldn't he just, like, let them die to take care of his competition?
The noble overcome. He's noble. I think they need, like, 5 people for the job, though. You're killing like 2 per room. Everybody calm down.
I mean, one of those people sort of killed Obi-Wan with a sniper, so...
I mean...
They should assume that he would be good at this.
Yeah.
It's like Duck Hunt. Uh-oh. Jeez, well, there goes the gun! Okay, more guns.
Don't
what if
worry,
that was the
I'll
only
use
gun?
The force. Yeah, Morale is like, oh,
Morale
dang
is like,
it.
Oh, shoot.
I mean, that's rude. He's clearly the best one. And you're like, no, I'm gonna try to kill you. Meh.
Uh-oh.
Cad Bane finally comes around. He's just got so many tricks.
I've created a maze.
A fancy maze that isn't that hard to follow me through.
this music? Get it, Obi-Wan. Let out some of that anger.
I have to. I'm deep undercover. What if everyone were like, wait, what? No. Cad Bane didn't really do much in the box.
Yeah.
He just followed Reiko, but okay.
Reiko's too much of a wild card.
Oh, Steven Stanton was Moralo of all. Oh, one more episode to this arc. Thank you all so much for watching and listening along with us. Thank you so much for being our patrons, and may the Force be with you.